Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Leroy Mark is here, and Rems, how we know we've really fully immersed ourselves into the weekend is when he arrives.
I know.
The weekend is here. So Leroy is here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Leroy. How are you?
I've never had a Thursday that Thursday is like this.
Yeah.
This Thursday had hands, it had feet, it was the Thursday.
You're here now. Look out. Look outside. People are living, you know.
As they go,
we've got Rems in the studio. You know, and you know when you leave, ne? Tomorrow get yourself a copy.
Yes, the sweetest taboo. The sweetest taboo. Oh, the sweet. So
we got to talk about it next week.
We were at book reviewing to our Friday chat.
Listen to me. We are going to talk about it next week.
No, I love it. No, I'm a big reader, so
you won't put
taboo.
It down. It will take you one afternoon, maybe a day.
Okay, I'll dedicate Sunday to it.
Yeah,
because Sunday's my reading day.
For sure.
So I'm looking forward to a sweetest taboo. Otherwise, good week. Enjoyed the week?
My week was fine. My week was fine. It didn't have the legs that last week had.
Yeah.
My week is fine.
Yeah, we often talk about Rams, how every week, 24 hours in South Africa is long.
Yes,
very long.
Absolutely.
So a week is almost an eternity, and wow, a lot has happened in between.
So we were watching, by the way, I've got to tell you this. So I bumped into Eddie.
Yes.
And he said he absolutely loved The Silent Hour.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I did too. I did too, for all the reasons I thought I wouldn't.
So for me, it's the same old, same old.
Yeah.
Except that at least the people were acting.
Yes.
This is great.
So the chemistry is ridiculous between the two actors. So this is an interesting a movie, Rams, around this detective who gets hurt on the job. Mm-hmm. So he's going to apprehend some perps, and he ends up losing his hearing as his injury. He comes back to the force a few months later, and he's trying to sort of reestablish himself, but he's losing his hearing, and he's aware that at some point he'll be deaf. His daughter is really enthusiastic about learning how to sign so that, you know, she can tap into his world and he can open up a new level for him. But the whole hour and a bit after we get through the injury is in one set. So we're in one location, which in itself is very problematic because it means that a lot must happen for an hour for me to be engrossed in it. And there are people. So there's a witness who witnesses a crime. She happens to be deaf. And now she and this detective are stuck in this apartment where there are people who are looking for them and trying to eliminate them, as it were. They can hear, they can't. So it's the trying to stay alive when you are impaired with the hearing. So they can hear you, but you can't hear them coming, and having to almost bridge that gap. And I really appreciated that part of it.
I did. I thought it was brilliant of them to introduce deaf people.
Yes.
The lady actress.
Yes.
She really deaf.
I would believe that.
I thought so.
I would believe that because even, so he's trying to sign, he's learning how to sign, but she does a very wonderful way. I mean, I think it must be a fantastic acting way of portraying someone who does not have the ability to form sound the way we do, but can enunciate words. So you know when you meet someone who is deaf but is able to formulate the words. And for me that was so uncanny because it was enough of, I mean, I can imagine as a person who is not deaf, it's so easy for you to just want to say the word out loud.
Yeah.
Because you know? My mic is on, I suspect I'm part of this conversation.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So
why do I find it too coincidental that he starts to lose his hearing and the eyewitness was
someone who's deaf?
No, Rams. It's just a thriller. It's not deep at all.
Okay.
So you could end the story for us, actually. You don't even have to watch it.
What I did appreciate about it is that, and Pamela and I often have conversations around the inclusivity of Hollywood because it is nothing new under the sun, but we want something novel. We want something where you watch it, we can go, oh, I never thought that. And for me, for the first time, I put myself in what it would feel like to be deaf and in danger.
Look, it's action-packed. It's a thriller.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's so many franchises who do this. And it gets so boring.
Mm.
At least they try to act.
Yeah, here they came to work. A few people came to work.
They looked like they they're a little believable.
Yeah.
Their story is you could write the story with your eyes closed.
And they try to act even in this one set.
In one set.
So we forgive them. They
I'm going to watch.
Yeah, but what was interesting for me is that we see Mackay Pfeiffer,
who's
part of the cast. And he is a detective who works for Boston PD. And his character has a hook that makes the whole storyline very interesting.
He did well.
He did very, very well. It is in theaters. It's Silent Hour.
Okay, Anora.
Anora. So Anora, I must premise and say, please.
I didn't watch.
But don't go in with high expectations as far as the story. But I enjoyed what it did. So we have a sex worker, Rams, who is working in the middle of New York, minding her own business, when she gets booked by this son of this rich Russian oligarch, because apparently Russia only has oligarchs. So she finds this young man. He's young, he's fun, and for the first time she doesn't see him as a client. She sees him as someone who really wants to see beyond just being a sex worker. So we get this wonderful interaction between these two, and there's obvious chemistry there, and they seem to fall in some sort of love. You know, there's a relationship that's kind of there. And after having fun together for a while, he needs to go back to Mother Russia. And, the young lady says, "But we're having fun. You and I are having really good chemistry. Why do you have to go?" He says, "Well, I can stay, but I need to marry an American to stay. So, like, what offer or what?" You know? And she ends up saying, "No, let's get married." And they really do form a very good chemistry. But because the dad is a billionaire, they find out that the son is ostensibly married, a sex worker, and they can't have any of that. One, it will taint the image of the family, but two, that's not what they want for their son. And the rumors are now circulating, and it's tainting the bloodline. And so we go in this big cat and mouse chase where the family has employed their henchmen to try and find these two so they can annul the marriage. And one of the issues is that you can't annul a marriage that you've, entered into in Nevada, in the state of New York. So now they have to run to New York. So it's very, very interesting in that way. But it's a wonderful story.
Is it worth watching?
It really is. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, which is so this is my movie of the week.
Really?
Yes, and it comes out in theaters tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Average Joe.
So this is where religion intersects with sport, which for me are two things that I just, couldn't be really involved in. But it's interesting because we have this guy who was in the Marines, Rams, and this guy, he's like really, really, he was in the Gulf War. He is, if you think about American G.I. Joe military man, he is that man through and through. And he comes back, he spent his time, he's done his time, and he's really, really loved by many. He's got all the decorations, and now he starts coaching high school football. And he is doing well, he's really applying his trade, he's doing well in the community, they love him, until he makes the mistake of praying silently on the 50-yard line in front of people, and this spawns this long protracted legal and community feud, where it seems the community doesn't believe there should be an intersection between religion and sport, but more importantly, he wants to enforce his rights to be a religious man. He's married, but there's an interesting thing about the way it's shot. If you remember Modern Family, where you break the fourth wall quite often, they speak into camera, it almost makes it slapstick. There's moments where the comedy is very clear, where they, the characters really speak over each other in breaking the fourth wall. That's not how the story was told. That's not how I am. Mm. They really break out of script a few times, which my annoyance with that is it made it a caricature. It made it into something farcical and comical, where the story itself is quite interesting. Because, for instance, they elaborately use slow motion to sort of overemphasize the drama.
Yeah.
And as you know, you need to earn your slow motion as much as you earn your pauses. But it is interesting to see how America, especially at this time where it's sort of riddled with the elections and who's, sacrilegious and religious, this is an interesting way of merging this idea of sport and religion. I found it fun. I wasn't mad at the movie. I just found that sometimes it was just overdone. It's almost like trying to bake a cake and putting too many things in it.
I think thematically it would make sense in this country.
Here,
sport and religion go together so well.
And I think here it would have more gravitas because we really understand the complications of it. Here, they just tried to almost simplify a very complex issue, I think. And I think this is the opposite of what we usually fight about, that sometimes we over-dramatize a simple issue. Here, they've done the complete opposite. But it is in theaters as of the 10th of October. So check it out, Average Joe.
Now this, I didn't watch. It's still coming.
Yes.
But it's funny.
Yes.
It's very funny. The little that I saw, Rems, if you dump me and you leave me, I'm coming for you. That's the premise of the whole thing. You said you're coming back. You walked out saying, Gabor.
That's it.
That's it. And I'm going to find him to go find you and bring you back, Gabor.
Wow. So Showmax has been really good at telling South African stories, but this is what I've always said I envisaged a streaming platform for South Africa to be like. Not necessarily this weird dramatization of, you know, Wajola or Nchapilo Nsile Kohai, this is my mother's house, this is my daddy's car, my inheritance, I blew it,
you are drinking. Are you saying this is better?
This is better because let me explain why I think it is. Maybe I'm giving it too much depth, but remember this comes from a series called Nishaterong, right? And sometimes titles are deceiving. So the premise is that it goes back to the migrant labor system of South Africa, right? Mm. People will then leave home and go to work in the big city. And when they get there, they'll find partners. And then when they leave people at home, they, Losekhaya says, but Ute Uzobuya, which is the name, the title of the show, Ute Uzobuya. And now I'm sitting here waiting for you to come back. And now I'm coming to confront you to say, what's happening? Why have you not returned?
Buya.
And for me, the quality of the stories that they choose and not the sensationalism is what's important here. Mm. Because it doesn't seem, at least from the screen as I have seen, to be that...
No, look, I loved it. I mean, I caught myself laughing. So I was watching Liedi and I think two other people. And it was funny from the maybe the first 2 seconds.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Yes.
Because here's a woman who says, hey, Baba, I'm waiting.
You said you're coming back.
I like the reverse of it. Because normally in the migrant labor system, it is the urban girl who's not told that there's somebody
at home.
This guy goes back home, he's like, no, I'm coming back in general, and he doesn't come back.
Yes. And interestingly enough, this is from the same people who gave us Shabin Queens, which is our indulgence.
You told me about that.
So Shabin Queens is this wonderful story about these Shabin Queens who run Shabins in the township, but they have these very detailed lives.
Yeah.
My favorite one is the lady who happens to be a pastor in the evenings and during the day, but who see you. She runs a whole tavern. But this is
real life.
It's real life. And I think there's a very fine line in South Africa, and this is what you and I always discuss, you know, and we've got very deep feelings about, where we almost we make fun of certain people in South Africa, and we almost caricature their stories, right? But we forget that they're real stories, and we can tell them with integrity. It doesn't need to be slapstick funny, hit me in the street, Jerry Springer-esque. We can actually talk about, but you said you left and you said you're coming back, and I've built my life around waiting for you, and your story is valid too, because as the migrant who's left home, he says, but I need to find someone to help me cook and clean and look after me, because I was raised never to look after myself, and so I always need to have some companion. And you know, it sparks so many conversations, you know, should men not be able to look after themselves, but what do you do when you're raised in that way? I found it absolutely fascinating. It is coming on the 29th of October, so please look out for it. It is on Showmax.
Now the next discussion, I'm really excited about.
Yes, our date.
It's the suit.
Yes.
It's happening at the Theatre on the Square.
Yes. It's Hanton. It's a Kentember Sisifire town, but my favorite is who will be playing the lead.
Yeah.
And I watched The Suit at the Market Theatre eons ago. And when I saw this, I knew the story, but I had to almost, you know, go back and say, what happened there?
So there are two responses to The Suit.
Yes.
Two subsequent other short stories that have been written, if not three, actually, responding to The Suit. Brilliant.
For me, it's how we, off the bat of the conversation we're having now about Mutewa Zobuya, is this idea of infidelity and this very, you know, jarring, stark reminder of the betrayal by carrying around the suit.
The most sadistic story I know. I cannot imagine the worst punishment.
It's amazing.
But and I don't think anyone... I think expertly cast, because I think that this law has a very interesting way of being able to play the subtext of being both cruel and funny at the same time. Because you can't not see some of the cruel comedy, like the very dark humor around it. But he does very well and be able to also show that deep hurt and betrayal. And I look forward to seeing him put that on.
Mm. No, it's going to be... I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yes.
Because I think there's... I think he's played this in the suit before.
Yes, he has.
And so what will be interesting is how, as he's gotten older and life has happened to him, how he's going to bring himself to this.
And I believe the press images they're using are from his previous run.
You think?
I think so. I think the previous images are from his previous run because, you know, with respect to him, he looks slightly younger. Give photoshop. Because his waistline is you know, nice and...
I was about to say, maybe marriage is treating him well.
Have a look, Rams. I'm not sure. I think it's him.
No, it really is him.
I think it's him now.
In his current form. But
Who directs this one?
I can tell you in a second. It is directed by...
It's him now.
Mutobi Mutlausi.
Mutlausi?
Yes.
No.
Really? He can't be. That would be the old one.
I don't think so. This is not Mutobi. Mutobi
can't be him.
Did the old one.
He directed it. Sorry, it was Jeff Shabalala who directed it.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Jeff Shabalala was the director.
Let's just go watch, guys.
Yeah, date night.
Let's do this.
It is running from the 30th of October to the 16th of November, so I'm also happy that we've got a full 2 weeks plus.
But I think it's too short.
Too short?
2 weeks? People have what? Maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
I think there might be a matinee on Sunday.
Yeah, but you only have the weekend.
Yeah.
It's too short.
Yeah.
But I think if people go fill up those seats, and then maybe they can think about
it.
They can extend it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Theatre on the Square, 30th of October to 16th of November.
Thanks, Leroy.
Bye.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.